What are you most confident in that requires the least amount of attention from you?
J.J. Watt. Not that he doesn't require attention, but I know. I mean, I just know what this guy's doing right now. He's working to get better. I mean, can you believe that? Like this guy, I went back after the season and put together a lot of, I studied our team probably more than I've, you know, I don't even know how to articulate this. I studied our team quite a bit over the last couple months. And one thing I did was I broke down every player on the team. And when I broke him down, I out of all the plays that he played, I think I had 120 plays that were either a TFL, a quarterback hit, a quarterback sack, a batted ball, an interception, a fumble recovery, a caused fumble. On 120 plays, he did one of those seven things. And now he's out there in Wisconsin or wherever he's at working out, and he's trying to get better, and he knows that he has no limits. So, you know, his ability to come back and be an even better player, which probably sounds crazy to some people, it's not crazy to us in Houston. We can't wait to see when he comes back and you know, how much he's worked and what shape he's in. And he's just it's great to have him on the team. And it was, that's why Vince, another reason why Vince is such a great addition, because that really helps our front. And if we get Clowney going, you know, now we got a really formidable front. Yeah, I think at the end of the year he really improved. Look, Brian is not an excuse maker, so I'm not going to make excuses for him. He's one of the leaders of our team. I really, you know, I'm always remiss if I don't mention him as one of the leaders of our team. He's one of the leaders of our team. And I think early in the year, it took him a while to come back from the lower extremity injuries that he had. And as the year went on, he got a couple treatments, things that made him feel better. And he really took off at the end of the year. I can remember the Cleveland game, the Baltimore game. He was really doing a good job of moving, blitzing, playing the run, doing a better job in coverage. So I think that the guy feels better this offseason than he did last offseason, and we're looking forward to him having a really good year. Yeah. Raheem's smart. He's competitive. He's a good person. He's a good communicator. He's played in a similar defensive scheme to the one that we have, multiple coverages. He's kind of a field general back there. He's a good rangy safety. We just think that his experience back there, his competitiveness, he's a really good practice player. We think he's going to add a lot to our secondary. Hey.
Kevin Seifert.
Hey, Kevin. How you doing?
The NFL has talked about rewriting the rule book, simplifying it. Troy Benson was talking some about that, just trying to make it a little bit easier to go through and understand. I mean, as you kind of ascended into this, he mentioned that the other day, as you got into this job, was it a big job to absorb the rule book and know things firsthand as you're managing games and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think I'm all for making the rule book, more coach friendly, more user friendly. You know, I think somebody said it best in one of our coaches' meetings yesterday was, we just want to get it right. You know, whether it's the replay argument, which personally I'm for. Like, why can't we, basically challenge penalties? I don't even know the challenge rules. I mean, I should. I kind of know them, but like, the referees will come over and they do a great job. Our officials in this league, I think. They won't. They're good about that, and they'll come over and say, "Hey, you can't challenge this. You can challenge that." But I just think that we're all in the business of just trying to get it right. And if we can just get to a system where we're all on the same page with that goal, I think that'll help our league, and it'll help the officials.
I mean, just to have have all that stuff on the top of the tip of your tongue with everything else that you have during a game. I mean, are there certain things you focus on to make sure I know this and some of the other things are not as important?
Well, personally, I'll tell you exactly what I do. I have a guy on our staff who's kind of my right-hand man. His name's Jim Bernhardt. And he, one of his tasks, parts of his job description is the rule book. So he meets with the officials before the game with me. He's up in the press box. He'll advise me on things that are challengeable. He's got a rule book right next to him, which, you know, I don't think he ever uses, but it's kind of a crutch. So that's what I've done. I've hired somebody to help me with that. Well, he's involved with a lot of things like situations, clock management, things like that. But one of the parts of his job is the rule book.
It's funny. I mean, I'm sure you've been football your whole life, and still, like, it's hard to know all the rules of the game.
I think that's why I want to make it clear, like, when you write this article, if you use a quote from me.
Sure.
I think the officials in this league do a really good job. Sure. I really enjoy working with the officials, but I don't know how they do it. My wife's a lawyer, and I can remember her studying for the bar, and I would equate it to studying for the bar, that rule book.
Yeah.
It's like this thick.
Thank you.
See you, John. Thanks.
Hello.
Hello, Ian. Dude, I'm telling you, where are you? You have the nicest suits.
Man, these are great. I'm very stylish.
This guy's awesome.
Someone else put them together. Thank you. I'm good. So, quarterback question.
Yep.
When, you know, obviously, competition seems fairly open now.
Yeah.
How do you start evaluating? Is it literally when they come in April?
No question.
Each throw during spring? How do you do it?
Every day. We have a Gotze and I have put together. We started this in New England. We did these position descriptions. So, like, for every position in our organization. Football position, you know, linebacker, quarterback, corner. What are we looking for in this position? Skill set wise, you know, intangible wise, like everything. So for quarterback, we have like 17 things. And a lot of it is things that can happen on a daily basis. And what we knew about these two guys is that on a daily basis, they're going to come in and they're going to do a lot of these things every single day that we're talking about, like being early. You know, leading the group, you know, being good in meetings, being prepared for meetings, being one step ahead in meetings, you know, things like that. So we're going to evaluate it on a daily basis.
Again.
And then, of course, on the field is probably the most important thing. What we're going to do a lot on the field in OTAs is we're going to do a lot of things on two fields because we have 90 guys, especially after the draft where we have 90 guys. We can split the team up a little bit. And Brian and Ryan can get a ton of reps.
More like college, right?
A little bit, yeah, when we have that many guys, yep.
Do you have a target in mind? All right, I'd like to have a starter here. Do you just say, you know, not throw your hands up, but completely open and whenever it develops, it develops?
You know, I don't really have a date in mind, you know. I don't really have a date in mind. I just want to let it play out. I've been involved with these a lot. Other than New England, so
New England,
there was no quarterback battle in New England. But I've been involved in these in college, you know, and I just want to let it play out.
That's all I have.
How do you keep a quarterback competition from becoming a controversy?
Well, I think you're just you do a good job with the team of making sure that those guys, you know, get a fair opportunity, each of them an equal opportunity. You do a good job with the team of showing the team what you're looking for. I don't care about outside. I care about the team, you know, as far as that goes. You know, I want to make sure the team knows every single day where each position stands. And so I'll show a lot of tape. Hey, look, this is what we're looking for. And, you know, the team at that point in time will know. You know, I have leaders on the team that I'll talk to and our coaching staff, things like that. So it won't become a controversy. These two guys will battle. They'll battle hard, and we'll make a good decision for our team.
You want it to be a hard decision, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no question. I mean, like, I think that one thing about this whole quarterback thing isn't, unless you have Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Drew Brees, go down the list, Aaron Rodgers, go down the list of quarterbacks that are entrenched as starters, like entrenched. Unless you have that, like, am I going to stand up in front of the team? I got two really quality quarterbacks that have shown in this league that they can win games. One has had more exposure than the other. Brian's had a little bit more exposure than Ryan, obviously. But both guys have shown that they can win games. I mean, Mallett won game, but he went on the road to Cleveland, won the game, played well in the game. So you have two really quality guys, two competitive guys, two good teammates. You know, to me, you let it play out, and you're equal about it, you're fair about it. And the team, when you're ready to make a decision, you tell the team, you've already shown the team. So it's not a controversy, it's competition. The game is about competition. That's what the game's about. It's the most competitive sport there is, you know. So that's why I don't look at it that way.
Well,